Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Redding Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with non-stop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
At Black Bear Diner, sandwich stacks are here, and they're tall on irresistible flavors. Indulge in a double bacon stack, hand-breaded crispy chicken stack, a tri-tip cheddar stack, or a crispy cod stack. There's a snack for everyone. Get yours today at Black Bear Diner. Now available for limited time. Served all day, every day. In Redding on Hilltop Drive, order one now at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Walmart just announced that they're closing all of their health care clinics. Great, now I'm going to have to get my prostate exams at TJ Maxx. For some reason, people didn't like being vaccinated by a 90-year-old Walmart greeter with a shaky hand. You're aiming at my eyeball. What's happening? I didn't even know Walmart had health care clinics. It's like Krispy Kreme announcing they're no longer offering Pilates classes.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, there's the girl on the Today Show. Dang it. So, I'm almost hoping you haven't heard this chick yet.
I'll bet a lot of folks haven't. They live their lives. They're not on social media and garbage.
Yeah, because you're not on social media garbage. It made the rounds yesterday. This girl at Columbia University with her demands. I mean, it's one thing about the modern world. If you can really stand out as particularly annoying or dumb or something like that, you are going to get a lot of attention really fast in a way that was impossible just a couple of years ago.
Right. Yeah, for good or ill.
Yeah. And
so this alleged brave revolutionary is a PhD student? Wow. America's best and brightest.
Yes, her dissertation is on fantasies of limitless energy in the transatlantic romantic imagination from 1760 to 1860. My goal is to write a prehistory of metabolic rift, Marx's term for the disruption of energy circuits caused by industrialization under capitalism.
You got to read the next sentence.
Which is absolutely amazing. I am particularly interested in theories of the imagination and poetry as interpreted through a Marxian lens in order to update and propose an alternative to historicist ideological critiques of the romantic imagination.
Well, who isn't interested in that?
Did any of my tax money bail out her student loan for that completely ridiculous, unneeded by anyone on earth PhD she's getting?
The folks at the Babylon Bee could work for a week to try to top that and come up with a more ridiculous PhD, and they couldn't.
That really does sound like it's made up by people trying to mock dumb degrees. But it's an actual thing.
And this chick mentions, prior to joining Columbia, I worked as a political strategist for leftist and progressive causes and remain active in the higher education labor movement.
She's getting a PhD basically in poetry that upholds Marx.
Yeah.
You got to be freaking kidding me. Anyway, so she got at a microphone yesterday, did a little press conference. This is what she sounded like.
Why should the university be obligated to provide food to people who've taken over a building?
First of all, we're saying that they're obligated to provide food to students who pay for a meal plan here.
But you mentioned that there was a request that food and water be brought in, unless I misunderstood.
To allow it to be brought in. I mean, well, I guess it's ultimately a question of what kind of community and obligation Columbia feels it has to its students. Do you want students to die of dehydration and starvation or get severely ill, even if they disagree with you? If the answer is no, then you should allow basic, I mean, it's crazy to say because we're on an Ivy League campus, but this is like basic humanitarian aid we're asking for. Like, could people please have a glass of water?
But they did put themselves in that very deliberately, in that situation and in that position. So it seems like you're sort of saying, we want to be revolutionaries, we want to take up this building, now would you please bring us food and water?
Nobody's asking them to bring anything. We're asking them to not violently stop us from bringing in basic humanitarian aid.
They're stopping the delivery of food?
We are looking for a commitment from them that they will not stop it
violently. But they haven't stopped it yet.
I don't know to what extent it has been attempted, but we're looking for a commitment.
The moment a movement like hers is successful, and I know it sounds like she couldn't be successful at anything, including working the counter at a local CVS.
Wait a second. What do you mean she's not successful? She's getting her PhD in Marxist poetry. Is that not successful? She'll be Doctor
anyway,
whatever her name is soon.
What these people, they're so stupid and naive. The minute a movement like hers is successful, she'd be up against the wall. Always, every single time. Yeah, as soon as the revolution is won, the agitators, the low-level fighters, they're executed. Always. Moron.
It seems
I love that. We're brave revolutionaries. We're taking over a building. Now please bring us food.
It seems like you're saying, we want to be revolutionaries. We want to take over this building. Now would you please bring us some food? Yes, basic humanitarian aid. I mean, like, can we have a glass of water? I can't believe I'm even having to say this on an Ivy League campus.
We don't want, do you want students to die of dehydration? Oh, yeah, that's going to happen. Joining all the others who've died so far. And have they been stopping the food and water? Well, we'd like a commitment that they not. These people are so phony. Don't fall for the crap, any of it.
Her name is Johanna King Slutsky. She is a paid instructor and PhD candidate at Columbia studying, quote, theories of the imagination and poetry as interpreted through a Marx lens. That's a degree you can get at an Ivy League college at a cost of, see, to get your PhD, you got to go to school for what, 6-7 years? So you'd have to spend almost $600,000 at the cost of what it costs to go to Columbia to get your poetry is interpreted through a Marxist lens PhD, which you're going to go out into the world and, I guess, work at another university.
You know when they try to Maoist struggle session style make you say a man is a woman? Making you say Columbia is an elite university feels a little similar. I mean, if that's what elite means, not sure I want to be elite.
How can this be the same beast? It's like when we talk about you got a Great Dane and a Chihuahua. It's amazing they're the same beast. You got somebody right now in Nebraska digging fence pole holes, putting up a fence for his cattle, and you got this chick getting her PhD in poetry as interpreted through a Marxian lens.
Yeah, both Homo sapiens and yet completely different.
God, I'd say.
Yeah, that's something.
Holy crap. I can't believe that's even a thing. Who's paying for that? I would love to know who's paying. She's going to spend 2/3 of $1 million on getting a degree like that?
Something tells me she's being supported by various groups and factions because she's been active in lefty activism, agitation for quite a while.
Could be, but she sure seems sincere in her view of the world, and that, oh, yeah, we should be here, we make sense, and you should bring us food as we occupy this building and keep classes from happening.
Yeah, it's an interesting mix, and I'm never sure exactly what any individual or where any individual is on the spectrum, but you have, the New York City Police Department released a video showing a professional protest consultant who has been spotted at all sorts of, let me not get off on that tangent yet. So you've got her. She is a dedicated rabble-rouser, demonstrator, doer of damage. And then you've got these sincere, dopey little students who are just trying to be on quote-unquote the right side of history and are easily deluded and radicalized like kids have always been all through history. And then you've got some people who are kind of in between. They're sincere believers in their cause, and they know exactly what they're doing. Putting their opponents in a decision dilemma like we've been talking about, that sort of thing. But so I don't know where she falls on that spectrum. I think she knows exactly what she's talking about. And honestly, now that I think about it, the hardcore Marxists who are trying to overthrow the system, and that's what these people are, they believe that the brave revolution will come and will yield a utopia. They're idiots, but they believe it.
For some reason, I was thinking, listening to her, if you've never read Christopher Hitchens, it's in his book Hitch 22, I think, where he talks about when he went to Cuba as a young man. So he was a Marxist as a young man, the writer Christopher Hitchens, and he went to Cuba with a bunch of his friends to work in the coffee bean fields or whatever because they believed in the Marxist utopia, and he very quickly figured out what it was all about and the control and how they were not allowed to do this or that or have any ideas of their own or come and go as they please or anything like that. And he got the hell out of there and realized it was all a sham. And it's really interesting to like read a super smart person explaining how they woke up to what Marxism turns out to be always. And, I guess this chick doesn't believe that. It just wasn't done right. As is always the argument, it just wasn't. They just do it. They got off track there in Cuba and Russia and Venezuela and everywhere else. They've tried Marxism everywhere in the world.
Cambodia, yeah. They just communism is still the answer, but it hasn't been done correctly. More on that professional protest consultant and what that means in a minute after a word from our friends at Simply Safe Home Security. And those of you, especially in the bluer parts of the country, are familiar with what has happened thanks to leftist policies on crime. Crime has exploded. It's dangerous. You got junkies and bums and burglars who don't get punished. That's why you need Simply Safe Home Security more than ever.
Named the best home security system of 2024 by U.S. News and World Report. Newsweek ranked it best customer service and home security. Man, customer service is huge for me because mostly it's terrible everywhere you go with everything. You're talking whole home protection, sensors detect break-ins, fires, floods, more indoor and outdoor cameras, 24/7 professional monitoring. You'd think that'd be expensive, but it's less than a dollar a day.
No contracts either. No long-term contracts, 60-day money-back guarantee. SimpliSafe has given so many folks real peace of mind. You should have it, too. Get 20% off any new SimpliSafe system when you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring. That's the thing that's less than a buck a day. Just visit SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. That's SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. I would have to really rush through the professional protest consultant thing, so why don't we take a break? We'll come back and talk about that.
The fact that this is real, this explanation of her dissertation, which is like 500 words of gobbledygook about Marxist poetry, just makes my brain hurt.
Who was it who said, Mark Stein or somebody or other said, the American university system is now a net negative? Jordan Peterson, whoever it was.
Yeah. God, you're sending your kid there $90,000 a year currently at Columbia to have that chick teach them some useless information. In fact, it's worse than useless. It might be damaging you information.
And she might be making it up on the fly. Nobody would know. How would you check? It's completely made up anyway.
How would you know if she's good at it or not?
Right.
That's the best of that I've ever seen or something. We've got a lot on the way. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
There are more identity threats than you realize. Even if you monitor your credit, only a little personal info needs to leak out, like your social security number or password,
or you to become a victim.
LifeLock alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions, but everyone can save up to 25% off their first year with promo code NEWS. Go to LifeLock.com.
Hey guys, don't be that dad without life insurance. When thanks to Ethos, you can be that great dad with life insurance to help keep his family living exactly like they do now, secure and protected in the event of the unexpected. With a fast and easy online experience, some policies as low as a dollar a day and up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam, just a few health questions. Ethos makes getting life insurance protection hassle-free. E for easy, E for ethos, at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night and Extreme Bulls and Barrels on May 15th at the Redding Rodeo Grounds. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government to making healthcare available to so many. To our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Shasta College summer term will start June 10th, and priority registration has started. Contact a counselor and check out all the cool classes being offered this summer. Get a jump start on a degree or certificate, or get transfer ready by taking one of the many classes held this summer at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/admissions to get started.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night and Extreme Bulls and Barrels on May 15th at the Redding Rodeo Grounds. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government to making health care available to so many. To our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The parents, and I say this as a father of a college student myself, be aware where your children are. Be aware what they're involved in. And if you don't know, reach out to them. The university and the NYPD are taking the situation seriously. You should be taking the situation seriously, too.
That's New York Police Department Commissioner Edward Caban, telling parents, hey, S is about to get real, as the kids say, and you ought to reach out to your kids and let them know we're not playing anymore. Nobody's playing anymore. So thought that was interesting. Mentioned earlier that NYPD released a video showing 60-year-old Lisa Fithian, who is a professional agitator. She is a... what does she call herself? A protest consultant. And she was there egging the kids on at Columbia. She's seen on video saying, we're trying to document them being a-holes. She said the word, of course. You're right. They are being a-holes. That's what we want. So she's trying to get the kids to provoke violence because then they can portray the law and order side, the university, as being the bad guys. It's an old, old strategy in Marxist demonstration. But I thought it was notable that they mentioned she's been arrested over 80 times. She's participating in protests on climate change, Occupy Wall Street, now the Free Palestinian Movement, several other examples. And I thought, what a great illustration of what we've been talking about lately, what one writer characterized as, it's all one thingism.
Mm-hmm.
And in this philosophy, Palestinians, even Hamas themselves, aren't just engaged in a specific fight. No, they're the tip of the spear of a perceived collective liberation against the West, or the global North, or the colonizers, or whatever you want to call the bad guys. And this writer quotes a couple of people saying, Palestine is every single issue in one. It's reproductive justice. It's social justice. It's the climate crisis. It's not just one issue. It's all the issues in one.
I can't wrap my head around that. I can't.
Oh, it's all just the Marxists cleverly said, all right, we got to figure out everybody who's got a gripe on any topic and tell them, we're on your side. We need to topple the evildoers.
I get that. I just don't get the people who are saying Palestine is climate change. It's trans rights. What? How does that work in your head?
Right. It explains why a group of a few hundred masked protesters chanted death to America and hands off Iran this week. And they employed the relatively meaningless slogan, from Chicago to Palestine. Another viral post on Instagram, a person was wearing a...
Chicago to Palestine. Again, yeah. Having trouble wrapping my head around this. What?
From Chicago to Palestine, what? We're going to overthrow the oppressor. This is Marxism. Fatties for a free Palestine t-shirt? That's like your queers for Palestine. Well, they would execute you for being a queer in Palestine.
Here's, I grabbed this picture yesterday. This is on the USC campus in L.A. A banner, divest from queer death without exception. And it's in the Palestinian flag colors. Divest from queer death without exception.
All right.
If you can explain to me what the hell that means, I might be on board or might not. I don't know, but I haven't got the slightest idea what that means.
Might be time to bring back Fuzzy the Bear, our new reactionary puppet character. I'm really up on all this stuff, and that one impresses me. And that is that's some high level horse crap right there. Wow. So. And understand, friends, DEI departments are 100% part of this whole movement. That's why I'm always, practically daily, saying dismantle and remove all DEI offices everywhere. Education, government, corporate America, all of it. It's Marxist. That's what it is. It uses diversity as an excuse to tear down the system in the same way that the kids are using the mean Israelis, or the climate change people are using climate change to tear down the system, or the trans rights people are saying, if you don't say a man is a woman, we're going to tear you down. It's all Marxism.
So I'm thinking of a particular person I know who agrees with a lot of this stuff, and they are not a Marxist. So my question would be, how many of the people marching, camping, voting, going along with all this stuff, understand they're Marxists? They're part of the whole Marxist movement. What percentage of them even know that?
Great question. I have no idea.
It's
no idea.
It's a small small percentage, I'm thinking.
Yeah, and if while these people are wrong and they're dangerous and they're nuts, they're not stupid. And if you read Marx, as I know you have, Jack, or Lenin, or any of the leaders, they realized they would have to dupe or force the masses into their philosophy. That's part of it. We've got to find a way to hoodwink people into going along with this. So they dress it up in racial minorities or sexual minorities or climate change or whatever else. Because then decent people think, well, I'm against racism, so I guess I'm an anti-racist. And they've got you.
Wow. And where is the governor on what happened at UCLA last night in California? Got so much to talk about.
Armstrong and Getty.
There are more identity threats than you realize. Even if you monitor your credit, only a little personal info needs to leak out. Like your social security number or password.
Or you did any kind of a victim.
LifeLock alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions, but everyone can save up to 25% off their first year with promo code NEWS. Go to LifeLock.com.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/...
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Redding. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300 a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
iPhone users, it's a worse nightmare come true. Many reporting their iPhone alarms have been failing to sound off and wake them up. Apple says it's aware and working on a fix. In the meantime, some say turning off the phone's attention aware feature will do the trick.
Well, that's interesting. I feel like that happened to me recently. I didn't know that was a national problem. And that is highly troubling, depending on what you just set your alarm for. Sometimes it's something pretty damned important, and it just doesn't go off. That's bad.
Yeah, that's happened to me lately, too. I had no idea it was a widespread problem, but I was 100% certain I'd set it.
Apple's aware of it. I would imagine they put that up to a pretty high level of urgency, because that'll make a lot of people really, really angry. You miss work, you miss your kid's band recital, you miss your flight, you miss whatever. That's a big deal. How annoying. We'll talk more about, for instance, what happened at UCLA last night later. Yeah, there was a pitched battle for 3 hours on the campus of UCLA last night and not a cop to be seen for 3 hours for some reason. And the governor of the state has had nothing to say about the fact that Jews aren't allowed to go to class. Anywho.
It's because he's a coward and a crook. Other than that, he's a fine fella.
A couple of things. I mean, you talk about apropos and nothing. If you're a sports fan, here's the latest. If you're a baseball fan particularly, latest sensation. Are you into Tugboat yet?
I have read about Tugboat.
270-pound baseball player, big fat guy, really, really good, and apparently his YouTube videos are very popular. So if you're a baseball fan and you like oddities, well, it's not like a bearded woman or something. But it is a bigger, fatter guy than you usually see.
Wow, that sounded transphobic to me.
Is that what if you go back to the circus era, is that what the bearded woman was?
I think it was just a woman with a hormone imbalance.
Okay. And people would pay to see that? 50 cents to see the woman with a hormone imbalance.
Yes.
Paying for that.
Yeah, I know. So back to this Tugboat guy, though. He's at a low level of minor league ball at this point, low-ish, but he strikes out more than half the batters he faces. His numbers are astonishing. I'm intrigued. I want to watch one of his games.
By the way, Ryan Gosling and Mikey Day of Saturday Night Live are reprising their Beavis and Butthead act. It has become very popular. If you saw that sketch on Saturday Night Live a couple of weeks ago, so they're making the rounds doing that, including at the premiere of his latest film. I wouldn't be surprised if there isn't somebody making a movie that will feature those two as Beavis and Butthead. It was pretty damned funny. But I wanted to get to this. The New York Times had this article over the weekend that I read because I'm always wondering about this. And this is a classic. The food expiration dates you should actually follow. This comes up all the time. The first thing you should know, said the New York Times, the dates, as we know them, have nothing to do with safety.
Thank you.
I have been involved with people in my life at various points who followed these religiously, as if they were God's own word. And if you were anywhere near the date, let alone past it, obviously that is something you shouldn't eat. It's not even based on safety. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, it's completely voluntary for all products, except for baby food. It's completely voluntary, and so there are no rules around it whatsoever. And it's got nothing to do with safety, and it's solely based on the manufacturer's best guess as to when the product will not be at peak quality, whatever that means. And, of course, there is a financial incentive to imply that this isn't safe to eat it after a certain date, so you'll buy another one.
Yeah, throw it out and go to the store and buy another one. Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, so it goes through in the New York Times, some of the things that never go bad. White flour never goes bad. Did you know that? Never goes bad. Keep that around forever. Talks about bread. I struggle with this. So I've been trying to eat more healthier bread. You know, I've been a Wonder Bread guy my whole life. There's not a lot of nutrition in Wonder Bread.
It's a child's bread.
But it does stay soft and edible for a very long time. And as it talks here, a lot of those breads, like I get Wonder Bread, you've got like a full week probably on that loaf. Where you get fresh bread from your bakery, which is so good, you know, an hour after it was baked, is stale the next day. So,
well, this is the wonders of chemistry.
So what do? When you buy the fresh bread, which is delicious, you sit and eat it all one afternoon, or?
All in one sitting, that's right. I just eat it and eat it and eat it, yeah.
Spices last forever. I don't remember ever looking at the expiration date on my salt or pepper and wanting to throw it out.
Have you not discovered the joys of the plastic bag? It keeps bread fresh for days, days and days.
I always feel like it gets too moist. You put it in a plastic bag, it gets, like, gooey. I don't like that.
Like real bread?
Yeah.
No.
No? Why does that happen to me?
I don't know. I can't imagine. I mean, I tend to eat, like, rye and pumpernickel and grown man's breads. Seven grain is my favorite.
Boy, no less.
Grain, maybe in a pinch. That's what I require.
I actually hate both of those. I would not eat a sandwich. I would take the bread off if it had rye bread on it. Or pumpernickel.
Wow.
Gross.
Wow. What an odd character you are. Anyway, yeah, they last for a week and a half at least. Yeah.
Mm.
They last until I'm done eating them.
Canned goods, jarred goods last for years. If they haven't been
bulgy,
opened yet.
Leaking, it's fine. Go ahead and eat them.
Rusty, smells weird. Don't worry about it. No, that's not what they said. As long as the can or jar is not touched in any way or doesn't look damaged, it'll last forever. Mustards last forever. My yellow French's mustard that I get to go with my Wonder Bread lasts forever.
You know, I'm going to write a song about mustard today after the show. Mustards last forever. I'm a man who enjoys mustard. I have no less than 10 different mustards in my refrigerator. And I eat them gleefully on rye bread.
Yeah. With your pinky in the air.
Yeah. Disgusting.
Excuse me, do you have any Grey Poupon? I do.
Really? I've never even
of course.
Tasted Grey Poupon. I don't even actually know what it is. I've only heard about it in advertisements. And then finally, milk. I wanted to get to that just because that's one we worry about a lot, especially if you have kids. We've all accidentally poured some clumpy, spoiled milk into our cereal bowls. I have done that.
So terrible.
It is one of the worst smells on earth. That's like nature's own protective mechanism, right? It's letting our brains know this is not good. Don't eat it. It can seem like your milk is perfectly fine until it's suddenly not. How does it go bad overnight? The truth is it doesn't. From the moment you open a carton of milk, bacteria starts to digest lactose and produce acidic byproducts. Anyway, if you want your milk to last longer, look for ultra-high temperature or UHT labeled on the milk. I've never looked for that before, but some milks have it and some don't. Milk in these cartons have been pasteurized at a high temperature, hot enough to destroy all the bacteria in there, and they last a lot longer. I will start looking for that today because I feel like my milk goes bad fast. You know where
is that the same as ultra pasteurized?
I guess so.
I've seen that label.
You know whose milk is sucky? Oh, I won't mention a particular place, but like a lot of convenience store milk. I don't know what they do on the trucks, but
I thought you were talking about a particular mother in your neighborhood or something. Do you know whose milk is quote unquote sucky? That's terrible. All right, who's what?
Milk from a convenience store, it won't last like a day if it's any good at all. I don't know if the trucks sit there and get hot, but yeah. Anytime I buy milk at a convenience store, I have bad luck with it. I don't think they keep it cold all the way through like they do at the grocery stores.
Yeah, I wonder.
Oh.
They're in the same fridge as the beer and the Pepsi.
That might be my least favorite smell/taste is spoiled milk. Ugh! Thinking about it is rough.
So coming up, the Wall Street Journal editorial board making the point quite eloquently that you know why the left engages in political violence so much? Because it gets them what they want. It works. That's the sort of reality you need to deal with, I think, and decide how we should deal with as a society. I know how we should deal with it.
So much.
I would like to convince some more of you. Sorry.
So much of life is the basic economics of if you get rewarded for it, there'll be more. If you get punished for it or it's more expensive, there'll be less. There's just, yes. That gets ignored all the time. I know I got one college campus here where the protesters got a lot of what they wanted. Well, guess what you're going to get out of that? I'll give you one guess.
Yeah, I know. It feels like a waste of the oxygen it takes to speak the sentence. How can people not get this?
Right.
Lack of life experience, I guess? I don't know. I suppose, you know, we should teach, not castigate, not slap people for not getting this. But if you give somebody what they want after they throw a tantrum, you're going to get more tantrums.
Yeah.
All right, and if you don't, if there is not a specific and a persuasive sanction for the tantrum itself, in the case of adults, I'm not talking about three-year-olds, it's best to ignore them, but you will get more tantrums, whether they're effective or not. And as a society, we can't have that many tantrums. It's disruptive, it's expensive, people get hurt.
It's not getting the national attention it should, but who were the 50 30-year-old dudes who showed up with wooden poles?
Which poles?
All of them.
Okay.
To the UCLA campus and started wailing on hippies last night. Who were those dudes, and why didn't the cops show up for 3 hours? That's still an open question. We'll keep our eye on the newswire to try to see if we can answer that. A lot on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
It's not so bad, you say. The long lines at the grocery checkout, the impossible hunt for fresh produce, the shockingly high price tag on spices when you only need a pinch anyway. It's just the way it is. That's what you think.
Well, HelloFresh is here to change the game on mealtimes with chef-crafted recipes delivered right to your door.
Say goodbye to the grocery schlep and welcome farm-fresh produce picked at peak ripeness and new flavors that will take your taste buds on a trip.
Get that, yeah, I just cooked that feeling with easy step-by-step instructions and time-saving recipes ready in a snap.
And the best part, HelloFresh is actually cheaper than restaurants and takeout thanks to pre-portioned ingredients, so you only pay for what you need.
Choose from 45 recipes every week and enjoy mealtime again. Plus, if you join today, you'll get free dessert for life when you go to HelloFresh.com/ArmstrongSweet.
That's one free dessert item in every HelloFresh box while your subscription is active just by signing up at HelloFresh.com/ArmstrongSweet.
HelloFresh.com/ArmstrongSweet.
That's HelloFresh.com/ArmstrongSweet. Sweet.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give.
It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Have you or anyone you know ever lived or worked at Camp Lejeune before 1987? Camp Lejeune's water systems were contaminated by chloride from fuel leaks on the property. If you had any contact with water while at Camp Lejeune and have been diagnosed with any type of cancer or Parkinson's disease, you could be entitled to compensation. Call us today. Do not delay.
800-447-3030. 800-447-3030.
Paid for by Morgan & Morgan.
Visit forthepeople.com for an office near...
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasingame present Amazing Pollinators. On display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact, B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best dish. Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Experience for the first time Growing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Growing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Growing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Yes, we are in a bee delay, a bee colony that has established a foothold high atop the backstop behind home plate, and thus we remain in a bee delay prior to game two of the series here between the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Los Angeles Dodgers. And the bees began swarming, and obviously that's an issue. Blue Sky Pest Control is on their way. The beekeeper made his way, a grand entrance onto the field here at Chase Field. He was greeted by a standing ovation by the fans here.
I thought I was here to just take care of a bee problem. And people are pretty hyped up. It's pretty cool.
The beekeeper guy got called to a bee problem like he does, because that's what he does for a living. Didn't realize it was going to be the middle of a Major League Baseball game.
Address is 123 Chavez Ravine Place.
Yeah. And to get a standing ovation from 50,000 people. Of course, Shohei Ohtani bet $50,000 the bee would sting the guy.
Oh, what? Huh? No, that's way out of line.
No?
He is blameless. It was his translator. You misunderstood.
Oh, and we got one text on the, who were those 50 guys that showed up on the UCLA campus beating on the hippies? Heroes. That's who those guys were, according to the texter. We'll talk more about that later.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. I wasn't sure I loved your tone. It sounded, well, we'll get to it later. What was I going to say? It doesn't matter. We'll move on. In the midst of the college madness, I don't know if y'all have forgotten about what's going on at the border. We have not. The utter dissolution of our border, the wholesale entrance of anybody who wants to come in America from anywhere, for any reason, has continued. It's now well past 1.5 million people. During the 8-month period from January to August of last year, roughly 200,000 migrants flew into the U.S. via a different program you probably even haven't heard about. That's where they apply in their own towns, in their own countries, and are flown into the United States for asylum or what have you. About 80% of them arrived in the state of Florida in four different cities. Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Orlando, and Tampa Bay. Hundreds of thousands flowing across every single month. And in a closely related story, there it is, Chicago police have made more than 1,000 arrests of Venezuelan immigrants
Why is everybody using the term migrants all of a sudden? That's what the left wants. Breitbart, for instance. Why are you using migrants? Anyway, the Chicago PD have made more than 1,000 arrests of Venezuelan immigrants so far this year. We're not halfway through. The Chicago Tribune reviewed the crime data of the sanctuary city's Venezuelan population. About 40,000 have arrived since August of 22. And Chicago PD does not track arrests of migrants per se, but it does track the country of origin for those arrested in 86% of the cases, and 14% they didn't measure it, but let's not get hung up on that. So put another way, newly arrived Venezuelan immigrants make up 1.5% of Chicago's residents. The population is about 2.6 million. 1.5%. They've accounted for more than 11% of all the arrests in the first 3 months of the year. Democratic Councilman Roy Lopez, is that his first name? Ray Lopez, who's advocated ending the sanctuary policy. He also mentioned that the quality of life laws are not being enforced. The old broken windows thing, it's that in reverse, and crime is breaking out around immigrant shelters as a result. His point is that we've now got snowballing lawlessness and fewer arrests because the city fathers and mothers won't, they're soft on crime. They got a non-prosecuting DA, you know the story. And so his suggestion is that 11% of the arrests ought to be much, much higher.
Wow. Talk about an underreported story. It is troubling how we cover one story at a time nationally. So, like, everything that's going on between Israel and Hamas has been going on for the last couple of weeks, but we've been paying attention to the protests about the war between Israel and Hamas. Ukraine, Russia, obviously the same thing. Iran's still trying to get a bomb. And then you got all this illegal immigration going on, which hasn't changed at all. It's every bit as bad as it was, but it's off the radar. If you had a Republican presidential candidate that didn't have all the baggage Donald Trump has, I think they'd be leading by 30 points.
I would agree. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A Nikki Haley-type person would win 40 states, maybe 45. But, you know, it is what it is. It's worth mentioning the DHS continues to keep detention space unfilled. We have thousands of empty detention beds, even as the DHS releases thousands of people into the country. It's not clear why they're not using the detention centers, but they're not. They're just turning them loose in the country. And then the final headline I wanted to get to on immigration, this is something else, and this will ring so familiar to a lot of you, depending on where you live, but Colorado has turned schools into welfare agencies as thousands of needy immigrant children enroll. I'll just read the first part of this. Denver and other Colorado communities have transformed schools into welfare agencies as tens of thousands of illegal border crossers flood into the state schools where they get free food, clothing, shoes, health care, and education at taxpayers' expense. The Washington Post, the liberal Washington Post, reported the transformation of the Centennial State Schools from educational facilities to full-on welfare agencies, where kids of all ages, many of whom have never gone to school in their entire lives, are enrolled by the thousands. And they talk about little Alberto, who I'm sure is a beautiful young lad, and you know, he deserves a bright future and the rest of it, but he and his family snuck into the country. He has never attended school of any sort and speaks no English.
He's how old?
Just 11.
Wow.
Despite this, Alberto has been shoehorned into the fourth grade, even though his presence brings down everyone in the classroom because he has no educational basis to be in fourth grade. Multiply that by thousands of kids, and this is in Denver alone.
Man.
Thousands.
That is heartbreaking for everyone involved. Your kid is not going to get an education when they're trying to... And that's bad for everybody.
Here's the principal of Eagleton Elementary in Denver. Quote, when you have 17 kids in your classroom, then the next day you have 35. You're basically starting over. We also have to attend to their social and emotional needs. And the kids don't speak any English or very, very little English. The size of your kid's class just doubled. Half of the class doesn't speak English, and your kid is not going to get educated.
No, they are not. Boy, that is a bad situation.
It's awful. It's time to be honest about it.
Armstrong and Getty.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential.
But finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.